Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. 2-2, check 1-2. Can I get more of my monitor, please? More of my monitor. That's too much of my monitor. Less monitor. Motherfucking jail. What up? Hey. Okay, dudes. Hey, guess what? Surprise, Vince in the Bay is here. Jesus Christ. I was not planning on doing a show. I didn't even want to do a show. I wanted to call into other people's shows and talk on their shows. But everybody doesn't want people to talk on their shows. They just want to talk themselves. Except for Pinko the Bear. Big ups to Pinko the Bear back on VCR. Thank you to him for having me on. That was fun. It's good to hear from him. You guys should check him out next time he does his show. He's cool. He's a lefty, commie, pinko bastard, but he's a nice guy. So let's give some shout-outs here. Oh, shit, fuck. Big ups to Baked Cat, J. Geronimo, Revolution Radio, and Sick Girl. and COG for coming through. Yeah, thanks for coming on such short notice. Yeah, I know I got 2 minutes. All right, I'll serve my 2 minutes when somebody calls in and talks, and I'll shut up. Let's see, Jay Geronimo, what up, dude? Hey, man, I'm sorry to see that David Seaman was being a fucking douchebag to you. I hope we smooth that out. I think he's cool now. So, but dude, just try to be a little bit less aggressive when you go after people, because they're not going to want to respond to you when you're all aggressive like that, dude. Believe me, I've found out the hard way many times. But yeah, I'm glad we you guys worked that out. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about tonight. That's why I made it a music show. I was hoping that Sick Girl would join me and we could, play some tunes. I'm definitely going to play some tunes, but as long as you folks are here, and if you want to talk, call in. The lines are open. We can talk. I'm one of those hosts that, believe it or not, when you call in, I actually take your call and let you talk on the air. And I won't interrupt you unless I feel it's necessary. And it's an amazing concept, isn't it? But thanks, everybody, for filing in. Wow, I got 12 listeners on a last-minute show. All these faggots that are doing their shows right now who only want to talk to themselves. They have like one person in there, and it's them. And we go in there and we try to like interact with them, and they fucking ignore us or cut us off or say we're talking too long. Fuck them. You know, they're doing it wrong. They wonder why they have a small audience. It's because they don't interact with them. So fuck them. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna shoot the shit. We'll play some music. I want to rock out. I want to have a good time. I'm tired, but I'm bored. So I want to do something. And here we are. So it's open lines. Call in. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. I don't care what it is. I can talk about sports. I can talk about movies. I can talk about politics. I can talk about basket weaving. You name it, dude. We'll do it. Like, let's fucking have some fun. Yeah, this is for the night owls and the people that have insomnia and the meth heads and the people on the other side of the world where it's daytime. So let's have some fun tonight. There is a caller on the line, but the hand is not raised. Caller, if you want to talk, press 1 on your keypad. Press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to speak. If not, it's cool. You can just chill out and listen. But I would love to have people call me. Wow, we got a few more people in here, so I want to say thank you for tuning in to Baked Cat, COG, Chef Bonardee, Jay Geronimo, Pre-Revolution Radio, which is, Rebel, Cine Rebel. And he's got a show come tomorrow night, so you should definitely check that out. That'll be like a real show, unlike this. Sick Girl, my homegirl Sick Girl, who is probably the inspiration for me to do it, to do this, because she hit me up and said, I'm bored. Let's do something. So I tried to call into other BTR shows, but that was a worthless fucking attempt. So fuck it. I'm having my own show and we're going to run this shit. And you guys can call in. You can call in. Spyko is banned for some reason. Dude, there's some weird shit going on, dude. I don't know if it means you're banned. Because, like, that Knucklebones asshole that wouldn't let me fucking talk, that, like, ignored me. Like, I hope his show is pre-recorded for his sake. If not, he just totally ignores his callers. But, oh, hang on. Let me turn off the TV. I've been watching Sports Center and shit, so. Yeah, unlike that asshole, I'll put you on. We'll talk. We'll make it a good time. And you can also thank Sick Girl for, well, you can either thank her or blame her for this broadcast. But, oh, yeah, but the banning. Yeah, dude, Knucklebones, I went into his show yesterday and I was banned from the chat. But then I went in today and I wasn't. So it might just be like a 24-hour thing. I don't know. I don't know. But whatever. Let's just fucking kick it. Let's have some fun. Nobody is calling in right now, which was the whole point of me doing this, is so we could talk. People could actually talk to each other rather than you just listening to me talk. As you can tell, my voice is very hoarse because I've been talking nonstop since like last week. I want to give you guys a teaser too. Other than this show right here, my next show is probably not going to be for a while, but the next show I do is going to be a movie review show with none other than Ron Brainerd. Ron Brainerd and I bonded in New York City, and it turns out we're both huge film buffs. Well, he's a film buff. I used to be a film buff, but he kind of inspired me, and I think I want to get back into talking about movies and stuff. So we're going to do a movie show sometime in the not-so-distant future or not. Again, callers, if you're called in and you want to talk, press the number 1 on your keypad to alert me that you want to be put in the queue, to be put on the air to talk to me. Again, there's a few people that are on my switchboard who are there. I don't know if you want to talk or not, but if you do, press 1 at any time whenever you want to jump in. If not, it's cool. Just chill out, listen. It's all good. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to bore you with nonstop music. So before I play a track, I want to so what I want to do is I'll take questions from the chat room. If you want to ask me a question or whatever, we can communicate that way. And then, and then I'll play a track and hopefully people will call in. I do have a few people on the line. I think one of them is willing to speak, and we'll get to that person. But really quick, any questions from the chat room? Anybody in the chat room want to ask me a question or tell me something? anything. Bueller? Bueller? Come on, dudes. Sick Girl says, what's going on with Simon Says? What the fuck is Simon Says, dude? Simon Says, come to my house and give me a blowjob. How about that? Oh, we have a winner. We have a caller. Let's go to the lines. Go ahead, caller, unscreened. Who's this?
Spyco, what's going on?
Dude, Spyco, what up, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing all right. I just woke up. just woke up. Just in time for your what is this? What is this show called? Jamming with Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, dude, let's jam, bro. Let's jam. Bring get out your guitar. I'll get out mine and we'll jam, dude.
I listen to rap music, Vince. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, dude. Okay, I'll lay down a beat. I'll lay down a beat and then you can rap over it, dude.
Why can't I lay down the beat? Why is it always your rules? Just because it's your show, Vince. Literally.
Well,
No, he didn't. Literally.
Well, no, dude. It's because I can't rap.
Oh, shit. You made an exception not to mute me or ban me for 2 minutes. Nice. Well done, Vince.
Hey, does it sound like I give a fuck right now?
No.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very mellow. I'm feeling very relaxed. I finally got back home and settled in, and I'm feeling better about myself a little bit. I'm just kicking it, dude. I had fun hanging out with you in iBot's chat yesterday.
That was oddly a nice experience. Usually we butt heads, but not then.
Nope. Weird. Yeah. I'm turning over a new leaf, dude.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a room with 10 people on Tiny Chat, and none of them I don't think are called in, unfortunately.
Dude, get them over here. Tell them there's a party over here. Tell them to come over and jam with me. It's a open mic night.
All right. I'll tell them. Hold on.
All right. You get on that. I'm going to put you on hold for a second and get this other call.
All right.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Sick Girl.
Sick Girl. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Vince?
Oh, I'm tired and bored and delirious. Well, par for the course.
Yeah, bed's an option. You don't have to BTR.
I know. But you know what I wanted to do. I wanted to call into other BTR shows and mix it up. And everybody's a little bitch. They just want to hear themselves talk.
I don't know what happened in the first one, but I almost got jumped into a Latino gang in there, in that chat room.
Yeah.
And
fuck those guys, man. They act like they want to hear your story and stuff, but
I don't know what they were talking about, and it was sad. I cried at first. They were talking about adoption or something and how hard their lives were on the streets of, I don't know, South Central? I don't know. Where were they from?
Yeah,
LA?
And they want me to tell them my story, so I start telling my story, and they keep interrupting me, and then finally they just start playing music.
Well, you missed the hook because you're talking about PETA. All you had to say was that you rescued pit bulls or some shit. You would have their attention.
Fuck them. I'm not. Fuck them. I can. You know, I have my own radio show. I can do my own shit, and I'm just not. I don't care. I'm done. I'm done with them. I gave them a chance, and they couldn't sit still for 1 minute to listen to me talk. Did you notice I couldn't get 30 seconds through talking without them interrupting me?
Well, yeah. But you were talking really slow, Vince.
So?
Like this slow.
Am I still talking slow?
No, you sound fantastic.
Okay, you know what that's called?
What?
It's called a very, very, very slow troll.
No, I took notes. It actually says slow troll on my little stupid yellow notepad.
I know, dude.
I'm joking.
Yeah, hey, maybe they understood that I was on the slow troll tip and whatever.
No, we should go invite them back.
Yeah.
Somebody in chat, go get them. Go bring them over. Tell them to watch. Listen to blah.
You know what? I'll leave that up to you or somebody else to do, but I'm not going to go out of my way for them ever again.
They mean nothing to you?
They never meant anything to me, so yes, they mean nothing to me.
Fucking used and abused, and it's horrible. They already had issues. Now this abandonment of you is going to be their next episode next Tuesday when they rehash the past or whatever it was called. And it said, don't hate, collaborate. What the fuck?
I know. I was trying to collaborate, and they wouldn't let me. What the fuck?
That's not
the fucking
those
dick.
Two dudes wanted to collaborate with the foxy hot mama or whatever her name was. That's what was happening.
Oh, and she was the call screener, and she was like all trying to be all professional and stuff, and she was actually really cool. She was good. She was, you know, she was on point, but she's working with a bunch of knuckleheads that just want to hear themselves talk. So it's like, fuck them. I don't, you know, I'm over it. And you know what? I don't like to boast, but how many people did they, okay, first of all, excluding me, you, COG, and Revolution Rebel, how many people did they have in their chat room listening?
There was the host. The chick wasn't even in there till later. But that's okay.
Right.
They can do their own show. I'm going to do my own show, and nobody's going to fucking listen.
Oh, fuck you. I'll be there.
No. I want the heavy hitters. I want you, Rebel, Candy, obviously, because he has to be there. And the Jester. That's it. Us four. Going at it.
Cool. I'm down. Let's do it.
Would you? Can you lock DTR shows so only authorized people can listen?
You can do a show that's hidden, like a secret show. But note that only that people, it won't be listed on BTR, and only people that have the link can go to it.
That is what I'm going to do then. And then we'll release the archives if it's good.
Yeah.
You guys can break me
in. That. Do that. Oh, I'll definitely break you in, baby. No problem. I'll be gentle.
Yeah.
Unless you like it rough. Huh?
Oh, shut up. I said ease it in.
All right, I'll be gentle.
Where'd Spyko go?
Spyko's here. Spyko, you back?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, did you rally the troops or people coming through?
Everybody's going to fucking sleep, man.
That's all right. It's all right.
I'm currently talking with Shaken. XUMOUNT's here. I don't know if he'll call in.
Hopefully, yeah, he should call in.
Hopefully XUMOUNT will call in. XUMOUNT, will you call in? XUMOUNT, will you call in? No, not tonight. He's feeling under the weather tonight.
No problem. He can come in my chat room and chat though, right?
Yeah, he could come to your room and chat, but I don't know if he can type. He's under the weather.
Surprise, he's in the chat room now typing as we speak. So you just
okay.
got
to
Oh, so you just trolled me, X. You trolled me because I didn't have over. Thanks. Appreciate it, X. You out. I thought we were good friends. I thought we were Lyme disease brothers, but apparently not, okay? How dare you? Vince, this is upsetting me, and I need X. You out to call in right now. We need to sort this out right now on air.
Yeah, we need an intervention right now. I'm thinking of turning my show into like an...
How do you get an intervention for Lyme disease? Because I would love that. Fucking just walk into a room and then all of a sudden your family's like, you need to get rid of that Lyme disease. And it's gone. I would love that.
We'll figure it out. I'll call Oprah and see how to do it.
Oprah will have the answer. You are right about that.
Cool. All
Dr.
right.
Drew,
we got more... Hey, we got more people that want to talk. Let's bring on some people. Here's a blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Okay, this is a perfect example of a troll that does not know how to properly soundboard.
Exactly.
This guy obviously has his iPhone held up to his computer speakers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure that was like a Miley Cyrus song or something, and.
Really,
yeah, you know, I'm really proud of him that he's trying to promote Miley Cyrus because I think she needs all the promotion she can get.
Yeah.
But he needs to find a better way to do it, you know?
Yes, he's going to need to do a direct audio input via the headphones.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You know, you're a pro. You know what's up. All right,
exactly.
Let's try another number, okay, another caller. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is CNY Rebel.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed by that last phone call troll because that was one of the greatest trolls in the history of the internet that did that.
Oh, you know who did that?
I do know
Schmoop.
Who did that.
Oh God.
It was Schmoop.
Hey, Schmoop, you know what? You get a big fail. Learn how to soundboard, bro.
Schmoop, actually. Oh, you being serious right
not
now? You're
Schmoop.
Not trolling. You're not trolling us, are you, Rebel?
I'm standing on my deck smoking a cigarette. Schmoop's actually controlling my computer over TeamViewer right now, and I'm just talking to you guys on the radio.
All right, now I don't know if you're trolling us or if Smooth's trolling us. I don't know what's happening.
No, I believe him. But the thing is, I thought there was no Schmoop anymore.
Yeah. I heard he got assassinated at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time along with Barack Hussein Obama.
I didn't check up on that. Did that happen then?
I believe it did happen. I'm not sure who the hitman was or the assassin was. It was awfully confusing. I thought it looked like it was on the news. I'm not 100%. I just saw a black dude die on the news. I assumed it was Barack Hussein Obama because they only air white deaths on the news.
They all look the same, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first black death I've seen in a while. I mean, it's been white kids and white adults and white school children for the past, you know, what, 6 months? So, I mean, I see a black guy die, and I just have to assume it's the president.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And if it wasn't, if he's black, he might as well be the president because the blacks control the country now.
Exactly. And they took out Schmoop. I don't know. It's
yeah, you know, I almost consider that a act of aggression by the black community, and I don't appreciate it.
I know. I wish J-Vab was here right now. Somebody needs to tweet at J-Vab, and we need to get a real African American opinion on it all.
Shmoop wants to come back on the line.
Okay.
I'll bring him on. Okay, first of all, I don't know who Shmoop is because that person doesn't exist anymore. But secondly, is he promising not to do any fail soundboard bullshit?
I don't know. He just wants to come back on, so I'm guessing he's probably going to talk.
All right. So I like to give people second chances. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and bring Shmoop on. Shmoop, or the artist formerly known as Shmoop. Is that good? Again, another fail soundboard by the artist formerly known as Shmoop.
Maybe it's a reincarnation thingy. Like, you know, he came back, he's just a young Shmoop. He doesn't know the art of trolling yet. Perhaps that is what is occurring right now live on Vince in the Bay.
Okay. So what you're saying is we've got to teach him. We've got to foster him. We've got to give him a chance to fail before he succeeds, right?
Exactly. And he's going to, okay. You know, he's going to fall off the bike over and over and over, but eventually he's going to
Can you do me a favor? Can we put some training wheels on him?
Fucking, if I knew where to grab that little T-Rex, I would, but I'm not sure where he's trying to locate it.
All right. I think he's back. All right. I'm going to give him usually I give people only two chances, but because this is the artist formerly known as Shmoop, I'm going to give him one more shot, okay? Shmoop,
I think
you're going to
be good.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
All right, that's it. That's it. Last shot, bro. That was it.
You know,
it's over.
You know what? That I'm gonna say that was an art form. That was the early art form of an early young troll reincarnated. God knows where he was located whenever he was reborn. Probably in Saudi Arabia or some other terrible country with a whole bunch of ragheads and fucking. Or maybe Nigeria, even. Who knows where Shmoop has been relocated since his reincarnation. Somewhere with a lot of roaches and whatnot. So I'm gonna give that a 2 out of 5. That was a 2 out of 5.
You're a nigga.
Hopefully he will reach that status right there. That Shmoop that we know right there. Within 2 months.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, that guy, he's totally regressed. He used to be the best fucking troll on the planet, and now he's resorting to holding up a cell phone to a computer speaker. I mean, this is a sad day in trolling history, folks.
Maybe he started. Maybe started doing heavy narcotics or something. He's feeling the vibe of whatever's on his speakers. You know, he's like, fuck yeah, man. I'm gonna jam out with Vince in the Bay, and he's just holding it up, thinking that it sounds just like as he's hearing it. You know what I'm saying? So maybe Shmoop.
Well,
maybe
if you could get in the chat room,
Shmoop, you could give us a song title. And Vince could play that, and it would actually sound good. But go ahead, Vince. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
All right. Guess what? He's back again. All right. I'm gonna try one more time. Okay. The artist formerly known as Shmoop, you're on.
Now I'm here.
is that? I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, okay, I put him in the green room. I have no clue what song that is. And
I heard some lyrics, but I couldn't really tell. Sad.
Who does all the auto-tune? It's auto-tune. Who's that?
It's all auto-tune, and just pure auto-tune. Okay.
Oh, I fucking hate auto-tune.
No, 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 it's a song. Who's the one that always does it? T-something.
T-Pain?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like
you know, that. You know what we should call Shmoop from now on? T-Pain.
Oh. No, don't do that to Shmoop.
He's in the green room. He's in the green room right now. I'm gonna bring him back out. Let's see if he's still playing that stupid piece of shit song.
Okay, hold on. All right, now we're getting to it. Okay, fuck, what is that? They play it in Tiny Chat all the time. Damn it.
It's auto-tune.
It's not Lil B. Fuck, I don't know. I really don't know.
You want to hear some Lil B?
I want to hear some Lil B, all right? I really do.
All right, how about some wonton soup?
Some wonton soup sounds delicious, to be honest. I'm kind of hungry. I just woke up. I'm high.
Dude.
But,
All right. Okay, check this out. We're going to play some Lil B, wonton soup. You know Lil
B. Lil B and wonton soup. Holla.
You know Lil B's from the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, he's from the Bay Area. You need to get an exclusive with Lil B in the Bay Area.
Yeah, like he'll give me the time of day, dude. That guy's in the...
You need to be the journalist that you should have been during the Occupy movement and all that shit that you wasted time on. And you need to go after Lil B and fucking actual stars and actual
celebrities. Whoa. I'm going to cut you off. I did not participate in Occupy. I called Occupy as bullshit from day one. It was the same thing that happened. It was the Tea Party all over again. It was a grassroots thing that got co-opted, and I called it from the get-go. All these anonymous faggots that I was hanging out with at the time thought, are you going to go to Occupy, blah, 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 blah. And I said no, because I went to the Tea Party, and I was down with that, and then suddenly Fox News, like, swooped in and took it over. And what happened to Occupy? I don't know. MSNBC came in and took over, and Michael Moore and Cornel West and Russell Simmons and all these assholes who were all Obama supporters came in and put their face on it. It's bullshit. So, fuck it. Here's some Lil B. I'll be right back.
No, you never heard this before.
Trapaholic.
Oh my God, bass guy. You can fuck my bitch, bass guy. You swag to the maximum. Swag on 100,000, 100 trillion. Oh, goddamn bass guy. Top up out my car. Whoop. Then I drive my roof. Whoop. Well, I watch my shoes. Whoop. That's just how I do. Whoop. Then I park my car. Whoop. Then I park your bitch. Whoop. Eat that white tie suit.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Hop up on my car. Whoop. Then I drop my roof. Whoop. Well, I watch my shoes. Whoop. That's just how I do. Whoop. Then I park my car. Whoop. Then I fuck your bitch. Whoop. Eat that white tie suit. Whoop. Well, I watch my shoes.
You ain't know.
It's the K. Like Andy May. Right. Done, praise God, and I've been doing my thing. Take my shirt off, and the girls go insane. Going full diamond ring, two big ass chains. Each I watch her too, I got the cats like chain. Bitches suck my dick because I come like 36 ways. 36 ways, 47, leave that bitch with no fucking name. Got my main bitch, and she stay, give me brain. Put a bitch to shame, violate that brain. Praise God, on my bitch like I'm cocaine. Bitch, it's on my rain. That crap, I like my chain.
for the pain. I almost went to jail for like 500 days. Bitch, don't get no fuck, that's why I fucked her in the face. Fuck you suckers in, then I asked her what's her name. Baby,
I pop up out my car, then I drop my roof. Look like wonton soup, that's just how I do. Then I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup, look like wonton soup. Pop up in my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup, that's just how I do.
And that was Wonton Soup by the artist known as Lil B, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct, jamming with Vince in the Bay. That goes out to Spyco. And very excited to be back with you all. I just had phone sex with Sick Girl in the green room, so I kind of have to clean up a little bit here. Let me just do a quick little, it'll just take me a minute. Let me do, damn, I got it all over the place, dude. I didn't have any tissue or anything. She just got me, like, I'm like a one pump chump. She's good. Okay, let me clean up my mess, and I'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're jamming with Vince in the Bay tonight. I got Rebel, is that you, Sol?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got Rebel. I got Girl. You still there, Sick Girl?
I am. I'm blushing.
Oh, baby. Oh, thank you so much. I needed that release. You don't even know.
You're welcome.
And we have a couple more. Oh, we have Spyco back.
Hey.
And we have a mystery caller, blocked number. Jeez, I wonder who this could be. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Ha, 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 ha.
I can't even hear it. I just can't even hear it. Like
it sounds like almost not even music. Perhaps it's just creepy whispering. I'm not sure at this point.
I think he has like his phone on. This is what I think is happening. He's not even putting the phone up to the speaker. He's got the phone on his ear, and he's got the music in the background, thinking that we can hear it.
Well, I think that's a good theory. I think that's a very good theory. Shmoop has been reincarnated as a retarded T-Rex. Unfortunately, he did so much evil in his life while making us laugh that he has come back as a retarded Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I feel very bad. I feel very, very bad.
I'm kind of embarrassed for him.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, look at this. He won't stop either. He's back. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Sorry, I had to chew on some ice.
Hey, Shmoop, at least put the phone next to the speaker.
Like this right here. Like that, Shmoop. Did you hear that? Did you hear Bill Withers?
Now I got to put Spike on mute because he's doing the same bullshit. Man. Hey, everybody in the chat room. Agent Skeet, I see you talking a lot of shit, so guess what? You get a timeout. Baked Cat, hello. Thank you for listening. COG, thanks for hanging out and following me around all these stupid BTR shows. Next to last, Dawn. What up? Big ups to Pre. Especially big ups. I mean, I have a big up, if you know what I mean, for Sick Girl.
You did.
Socks on socks on socks on socks on socks, which I believe is Spyko. And rounding it off, X you out, and a bunch of guest listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This show is pretty much about absolutely nothing, and it's what you make of it. If you want to join, call in, and I'll put you on. Rebel.
Yes,
Rebel?
Sir. I am here.
You're being very quiet. What's going on?
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm listening. I'm working with Shmoop on a few things on my laptop and watching SportsCenter for about the fourth time in a row. Just enjoying the show. I'm glad you did a little pop-up show. This is much better than the second show that you went on. Only a few of us will know what you're talking about when you were telling the story about PETA. And they were very, very rude to you. So I'm glad to see that you started to show up so you can talk about what you want to talk about.
I didn't even want to talk about PETA. They were trying to say, hey, relate some experiences that you messed up and you learned your lesson and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool, I'll share my PETA story. And I got like a halfway through it and they just... They were like too impatient. So fuck them.
They didn't want to enjoy the whole juicy thing.
Yeah. Nigger Christ, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, little Gucci, how be?
Oh, it's good, man. I'm glad you're here. We're just kicking it, man. This is just a hangout show. I was trying to get into other people's shows and people were being little bitches, so
bunch of goddamn Mexicans.
Yeah, so I said, fuck it. I'm going to just do my own show and we can hang out. So what's up with you? What's on your mind?
Not much.
Do any of you guys know who this Agent 47 guy is?
Yeah, it's Agent 47.
Hey, yo, I got a friend on the line, Bob. He's on a restricted number. Can you find him and get him out?
Oh, no.
All right, let me see. Hey, Bob, is this you? Okay, thanks for calling, Bob. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got another block caller. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller, blocked number, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Goodbye. Jesus Christ. Okay, Spyko, you're back.
I was just wondering if CNY Rebel had a musical request, since, you know, he's jamming with Vince in the Bay. I like hearing from him and his music. You know, he has a good taste in music.
I'm a little
Nigga Christ, perhaps you have a new release. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm all over the place when it comes to music. I like all kinds of music. I did premiere Nigger Christ and Nick Nack's remix the other night, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I have that. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it is.
Hold on a second.
This is a great track. This is probably Nigger Christ's best work to date. All right, that's enough. We don't want to, due to licensing purposes, can't play the whole song. But I love
the song. Can you ever play the whole song? Can you ever play the whole song? Like, can anybody ever play the whole song? I'm pretty sure it's like. Hold on, wait. Somebody's talking to me. Yeah, it's over 9,000. It's basically pi. It just keeps going on and on.
Okay, you want me to play the whole track then?
No, I don't, because you will have to pay fucking BTR a lot of fucking money to keep your show going indefinitely.
Okay.
It's not even worth it. You know, BTR...
All right. Jokes aside, I'm sorry, guys. I do have the track. Let me find it.
I bet you do.
Oh, man. Okay, here it is. Ready? This is the Nigger Christ remix right here on Vince in the Bay.
Oh my God.
Mother!
Work.
Oh yeah. Nigger Christ. In the house.
We're no strangers to love. Big up. To Diode, big ups to Forsaken, big ups to Nigger Christ, big ups to Golden God, a.k.a. Ibot is cool, Ibot, good up Zion, big ups to Cat on Cat, big ups to X-U-L, X-U-L, big ups, big ups.
Cut it off. Cut it off. Nigger Christ, great work, man. I love your new the new direction you're going in with your music, dude.
Hey, you hear that new album I dropped?
Yeah, I just played two tracks off it.
Now the new album, Laughing at National Tragedies, the spoken word album of me laughing at national tragedies.
No, you got to send it to me, dude.
I'll tweet this shit to you. Go.
Yeah, I'm going to need a copy of that. I'll grab that shit and post it in the chat. Tweet it, Vince.
All right, let's take more calls. Block number, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? I'm not interested. Okay, caller from another block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
That's my damn. Wait, that's my damn right there. Damn, that went hard.
No, that hardly went at all.
No.
Hey, don't you be dissing 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz can drop a hook.
Wait, you identified that? Which 2 Chainz song is that?
Well, it's not a 2 Chainz song, but that's an ASAP Rocky song, Fucking Problems, and that's 2 Chainz on the hook there. Oh, 2 Chainz, he can drop a hook like Peter Pan, know what I'm saying?
How are you identifying this? You have godlike ears. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Your nigger cries. Holla.
Black Messiah, can hear
Black
this
Messiah.
Shit. How big it is in Obama, baby.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Anons against Yan just says, Black Messiah always makes for compelling radio when 9 people are cutting each other off and saying, oh, sorry, you go ahead, at Vince in the Bay.
Oh, hey, did he just say that?
Yeah, Anons against Yan just said that just now.
I tweeted cool. That boy, asking him to come on this show so we can talk it out like men, but he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, tell him to call in. Tell him to call in and take us to school.
Well, I think we're telling him right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Anons against Anons against Vince in the Bay and Wrestle League and Nigger Christ and formerly Your Anons News. Call in and take us to school, bro. You talk a lot of game. You talk a lot of game on Twitter. I want to hear it. I want to hear you call in and talk it to me live. Come on. Come at me, bro.
Oh, man, even Joseph Camp is going off on this boy. He says, wow, dude, seriously, even I, who has special needs, am a bit better at this shit than you. You fucking dumb.
Damn,
man, JoJo.
Son. Damn. And if you don't come on the show, I'm going to kill you tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Let's give him a chance. Let's bring him on. Tell him to call in.
We're going to make it fair, though. If he does not come on, I'm going to kill him tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Just like you killed Barack Obama?
Well, I'm not going to, I'm not going to gloat and fucking, drop kills that I've done like a big fame bag trying to lay out all my kills there gloating and shit. I'm not like that. I'm a humble person.
All right.
Let's see.
I don't believe that, but we got another caller. Hopefully this is Anons against Uranon News. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Cue it up. All right. You know what? All right. If you don't have your music queued up if I have to wait like 1 second for you to queue up your music, you're gone. Oh, Nigger Christ?
Yeah.
Nigger Christ. There's a guy named One Notus, and he's trying to get your attention in the chat room.
Hey, One Notus, I can't get in the chat room because BTR's a bunch of bitches. So
I'll transcribe it for you. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then wild card, ER, so nigger, I think is what he's trying to say there.
Well, I want to give a big ups to XUL. No one really properly welcomed him back to the internet. Once he came back to the internet, all the drama stopped. So big ups to XUL listening right now.
Absolutely, yeah. I tried to over Vince's terrible trolling with those two tracks. I tried to give some shout outs. I mean, some big ups. Not shout-outs, but I'm giving big ups to them, too. I'm with you there, Rebel. Big ups to XUOut. You
absolutely
stopped all of the internet's drama, essentially, XUOut. And thank you. You're like some type of ambassador of the internet, and you settled it all like a boss. Why are you giving me the finger every time I fucking compliment you? On tinychat.com/ibotiscool. Huh?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you know what? I'm going to have to... We're just trying to have a fun hangout show, and I got to give fucking timeouts to people. What the fuck?
Man.
Bunch of Mexicans.
Damn.
2 minutes.
How much is niggering in the chat room?
2 minutes, Agent Skeet.
For niggering.
No, not even niggering. I don't care about the niggering. It's the scrolling. It's for scrolling. Have some fucking goddamn respect, people.
Don't say that. All right.
Believe it or not, we actually have a real caller calling in right now.
I'll be quiet.
All right, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller, I just unmuted you. We talked in the chat in the screening room. I forgot your name.
Hey, Spyco.
Hey, what's up,
Dios.
Dude?
Vince touched me in the screening room.
Wait a second. We didn't catch your name. Say your name again.
It's Diode.
You've died? And what are you? You're like calling us from the fucking...
How autistic are you?
Fuck, man.
I've said
sick
it
girl.
Like three
sick
times.
Girl, don't... Sick girl, please stop doing moaning like that, please.
Really?
No, that was
kind of rustled, and I'm not talking about troll.
D-I-O-I-D-E. Diode.
Diode. Yeah, he's our homie.
Diode.
Cool.
That's
Diode.
Three letters.
Diode, welcome to the show. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Just stuff.
Yeah, he makes drones, so don't fuck with him. XGeon just said that. He just reminded us all. He makes drones. Don't fuck with him.
Well, that can mean a lot of things, dude. People, not all drones fucking annihilate villages, okay? Some
Diode, his drones only annihilate villages. That's
specialty.
If it's not a village, then it's not annihilated. So, you know, or a villa. If you're in a villa, beware.
Well,
no, villas different than villages.
I actually have my own.
I just see your ass crack on Tiny Chat.
Me? Yeah, probably, dude.
That was spectacular.
I'll show you my whole ass. You know what I mean? If you want to see my day, I'll swing that around a few times, too. I'm just saying. No? You good? All right.
Oh, I would smash that so hard.
I'll get back up. Shit. Take me a few more Vicodin, and God knows what I'll be doing on camera in a few minutes. So what type of music do you like, Diode?
Classic rock, man.
Classic rock? Like what?
Classic rock.
Like CCR?
Here, no, I'll pull up my playlist for you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Classic rock. I'm mining bitcoins right now, so it's running slow. Yeah, bear with me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I'll talk to Shit Girl when you're doing that. Vince, I guess, is getting high somewhere. So what's up, Shit Girl? What's going on? How have you been?
Me? I've been pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Candy's gone tonight, so I can do what I want.
Okay, you guys ready for my playlist?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's see, we got Rick Derringer, we got Jimi Hendrix, of course, 38 Special. Van Morrison. Did I already say Van Morrison? Bad Company. Hold on to good stuff.
What's one of your top, what's your top five?
Top five?
Yeah, like what's one of the, I mean, I'm not sure if Vince will actually play one of your songs that you have there that you want to listen to, but what's one of your top fives?
Hold On Loosely by 38 Special, that's like my favorite.
What's that?
The 38 Special, you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't actually.
What?
Shit Girl is surprised. Is that a good band?
Yeah.
It's a classic. It's the freaking the Van Zandt. You don't know that. Do you know who Lynyrd Skynyrd is?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, it's the brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard that song. I'm not sure what happened to Vince, but we might not even be on air. He might have green-roomed us for all I know.
No, I green-roomed myself because what? Surprise. You will not believe who my next guest is going to be.
Ooh.
A Mexican.
No, he's a Canadian.
Oh, is it Knick-Knack?
No.
No.
A more famous Canadian.
Is it that fucking homeless son of a bitch?
Commander X?
No, come on, dude.
Commander
I meant like... No, come on. A real Canadian.
Justin Bieber?
You got it right. Bingo. Welcome Justin Bieber to the show. Justin Bieber, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. It's the first time for me to have you on my show. I'm honored.
Hey, catching a fever.
Justin Bieber is on my show. Everybody's getting muted except for Bieber, okay? And Sick Girl. Okay, Bieber, tell me, what's going on, dude?
Twitter war.
Twitter war with who?
Fans.
Oh, your fans are like, what are they doing?
Twitter war.
Can you elaborate for us?
They type stuff into Twitter and send it to each other.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's quite serious.
That's incredible. Like this is, should we call the FBI?
No, they can't know about this.
But I mean, people are actually putting words onto Twitter and sending them out there. There's got to be a law against that.
There is in Canada.
Wow. You should move to the United States, dude.
It's okay.
You
have you ever been to Alaska?
To Alaska?
Yeah, I got friends there.
No.
There's
I
like
don't
the Walmart what? Elves. My friends are like the Walmart elves.
Your friends are the Walmart elves?
Yeah, trying to help them get their sanity back.
I thought they were all pretty sane. Like, what, did they go crazy? What happened?
They live in Alaska. Wouldn't you?
Actually, I know people have gone to Alaska, and I've seen pictures, and it looks beautiful to me.
Pictures are fake.
No.
Have you ever been there?
The pictures.
I have.
Have you seen the pictures?
Okay.
This
is awkward.
Well, I'm Justin Bieber, so. Isn't that just awkward anyways?
Yeah, but you're talking about Alaska and how it's not real.
Oh, duh. Didn't you know that?
Okay, I'm gonna have to check with my sources. Nigger Christ, is there any truth to this? Is Alaska real?
I don't know, man. It might be one of them Eskimo Jew conspiracies.
With the Walmart elves, too.
Yeah, man. They're all working together.
Holy
son of a bitch.
This goes deeper than I thought.
That's what happens when you deal with the elves.
Oh, my God.
Try to use the hashtag. They don't like those.
Okay. Thanks, Bieber. Thanks, Biebs. Spyko, you're back.
Whew.
Hey, yo, Beeb, I got a question. How much preteen pussy you get?
Oh, man.
All types.
I thought I did a lot of drugs. Like, Bieber is fucking, he's out there, man. Just laying pussy and just snorting drugs left and right. You got it.
Hmm.
Bieber?
Wait, you said I would do drugs? I can't admit to that.
Wait, you can't? You're into that? What?
No, I can't admit to them.
Hey, you can't admit to that. No, you don't have to admit to that. I'm just saying. You know.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Hold on, I need to go get some tin foil. Before I catch something. Hold on. I'm going to wrap that shit around my head tight.
I wrap that okay. shit around my dick. Ain't no alien government people getting hold of my genetic material. My jism is mine.
All yours. Oh, and Kitty Pryde, she can have some of that too, though, you know.
Yeah, right.
Nigga Christ will always share some with Kitty Pryde if she will unblock him.
Yeah, she blocked me on Twitter after I wrote her a song. That's some
about
bullshit.
Bust her in the ass. You write
yeah.
a girl a beautiful, basically a sauna about fucking her in the ass and she blocks you. Like, what the fuck?
What kind of society are we living in these days?
I don't know. I think we all need to protest that.
I mean, back in the day, if Shakespeare wrote a girl's song about fucking a girl in the ass, he'd be drowning in the pussy. But nowadays, no, you get blocked on Twitter.
You know, a sick girl. Are you there?
I'm here. I want an anal remix.
Well,
can you do that for me, please?
He's on mute for the moment because I want to play a song for you.
Okay.
It's by The Coup. And I think it's there's a message in here that everybody should probably take to heart. If you live your life the way this coup song tells you to, you will live long and prosper. And it's got a very, 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 a very strong moral to its story. And I, without any further further ado, this is to you, Sick Girl. And this is The Coup. We'll be right back.
Drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor and maybe make a revolution.
Now the same finna end in fisticuffs, but if you got to, go ahead, twist it up. Let your job finna make you piss and cuss, make you have to hustle rent with your pistols up. Now if Uncle Sam bombers in his murder gang, we gon' rise out the ass like that bird of flame. Hoping you take action from the word I bring, but if the police ask, you never heard my name. 5 years old, eyelids half mask. Bedtime is 8 p.m., it's half past. Try to take me to bed, I make the mad dash. Scared in my sleep, I miss what half past. Quarter century later, I'm still not sleeping. If I'm not involved, I feel I ain't breathing. If I can't change the world, I ain't leaving. Baby, that's the same reason you should call me to see you.
Get a bad stuff, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh,
love, fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution. I'm finna take shots and make a mark, not just take shots and make us mark. That's how they make us mark. We gotta try to see the whole system break apart. We finna drive to the lake and park. Before we start, here's a club smelling like sweat, rum and perfume. She letting out whoops cause they playing her tune. If we could, we would stay here till it's turn noon. Tell the sky we exist and resume. It's Millennium 3, we call it a cup. It's a world conversation, I'm hollering stuff. Like we done wallow them up and squalor enough. Who's the culprit? Follow the buck. I'm just following up, cause like me, you got to be in the middle of it, unraveling the riddle of it. And to do that, you gon' ride on the powers of be. Well, I'm finna ride with you, take me home in a little bit.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
Revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor, and help make a revolution.
I'm here to
laugh, love, fucking drink liquor, and help the damn revolution come quicker.
Laugh, love,
fucking drink liquor, and maybe make a revolution.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back. I got Sick Girl with me. Sick Girl, what did you think of that song?
It was enlightening. I was dancing.
Yeah, it's all about laugh, love, fuck, and drink liquor.
Fuck and drink liquor, which I'm doing three of those.
I'm doing the liquor. During that song, I went and made myself a cocktail. I'm drinking.
What kind?
What
do you drink?
I don't usually drink, but I'm out of weed and other other drugs, so I'm resorting to liquor, what do we got going here? We got some rum and 7-Up.
Ugh. Take shots and chase it. Jesus.
Dude,
is it good rum,
to...
at least?
What?
Is it good rum?
It's,
it's Malibu rum, huh?
No, it's not.
Yes,
not,
it is.
No, it's not. Okay, you want me to put? Want me to put? Go down and figure out what it was. Here,
I
let
do
me
want
bring
you.
Your... Okay, I'm gonna bring back Spyco. Spyco, what are you drinking?
Me, I'm actually drinking water because I have hydrocodones and I have clonazepam, clonazepam. So.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
What? Why are you Jesus-Christing me?
Because I got all that shit, too, and I'm drinking.
Do you want me to fucking throw in some more narcotics? I mean, I could do
no,
that.
No, I was... Don't do anything. I was just kidding.
Under your suggestion, I'm going to now overdose. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking my life right now.
Hey, Sick Girl, don't worry. This guy has taken so many farmies. It's impossible. If he was able to overdose, it would have happened a long time ago.
It just doesn't happen. I don't know why.
All right, Nigger Christ, what are you drinking?
Hey, I'm drinking root beer right now, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Alizé or some shit. Purple drink.
And I already forgot the other dude's name. Dude, what's your name again?
Diode.
Diode, what are you drinking?
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
What happened?
I posted some. All of a sudden, got like 35 retweets. Spock, how would you do this?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Jesus Christ, how many socks you got?
Well, I mean, just on that day, that's just about 50. Yeah, you got 47.
Damn.
But I want Kitty Pride. I want her. Every time I listen to I Will, I'm thinking of you. You send that to Kitty Avelli. So I want to make sure she sees it, you know?
Oh, my nigga.
Get out. Yeah, I'm trying to get that out for you, man. I want her to know your love and your passion for her. So that once she starts talking with you, then you can tell her about that butt-fucking thing that you want to do with her again.
Yeah, man. Bring that song back.
Exactly.
Okay, the number is 347-826-7667. If you want to join us, there's plenty of room. Right now it's Sick Girl, Diode, Nigger Christ, and Spyco. We're trying to laugh, love, and fuck and drink liquor. I think that Sick Girl and I took care of the fucking part in the green room. I think we've all laughed at least once. This is all love here. We're all in love with each other. And
I love you guys, and by my calculations
the revolution should be coming quicker.
Or at least alone, because I'm masturbating as well. I don't know if that's illegal, but just wanted y'all to know that I love you.
I love you too, Spyco. So what else is going on? What other dramas on Twitter? You guys gotta catch me up. I started just blocking people because I'm tired of it. So I don't.
Yeah,
get
you blocked Danny during a nice little troll you did there.
Yeah.
Blocked him. Yeah.
Yeah. Danny thought I was hanging out with Hector in New York.
How about you explain that whole thing? Explain that whole thing. That's a good story.
What story? I was sitting in a cafe. I was bored. I had my phone and my computer on me, and I pretended like I gave my phone to Hector.
And what occurred when Danny was blocked and spoken to and whatnot? What happened?
I don't know. Just a lot of butt hurt.
A lot of butt hurts, and he freaked out. Why'd you block me, Vince? And block me. Yeah.
Oh no, that wasn't me that blocked him. That was Hector. Hector blocked him.
Yeah. But yeah, he was crying about it on Tiny Chat. I mean, Danny's not really one to get butthurt over that shit. Which, you know, it's weird seeing all these Kingpin wrestlers, you know, kind of not trolling that well lately. Like, is the block caller still on the line? Is the block caller still on the line?
Who's whistling?
It's probably Nate Price, to be honest. No.
Hi, me. Right.
Okay. If I hear whistling again, I'm muting everybody except for Sick Girl, okay?
My daughter, you can mute me. It's okay.
I know
you have better standards and you wouldn't whistle over people while they're talking.
Yeah. But can I say something about the state of trolling? It's sad seeing these Kingpin trolls, these wrestlers, getting wrestled and not wrestling that well anymore. Like the blocked number caller. Oh. Well, muted.
No, you're not muted. I muted the person that's whistling.
Oh, you caught him. You're sneaky.
I'm not sneaky. The person that's whistling is trying to be sneaky.
All right, let's see who it is. Hey, Nigga Christ. What's up? Oh. Nigga Christ, you there? Diode?
I'm here.
Sick Girl.
No,
which
one? Yeah.
What's going on, Sick Girl?
Yeah, that wasn't me whistling. Black people can't whistle. We got them lips.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I put Diode and Spike on mute. One of those two guys are the whistler. And right now we're gonna court is now in session. I have my two star witnesses, Nigger Christ and Sick Girl. Nigger Christ.
Yeah.
Can you please state your name for the court?
I'm the Black Messiah.
Okay, Black Messiah. Now tell me. Mr. Messiah, who do you believe is the whistler on the line?
Your sister's pussy.
That's
goodbye.
Horrible.
Wrong answer. Sick Girl, who do you think the whistler is?
Diode? Diode? The wrong guy.
Diode, are you the whistler?
You muted him. He can't whistle until.
No, I unmuted him. Diode, are you the whistler?
Who is Diode?
Oh my God.
Oh, we lost Diode. That's Justin Bieber. Bieber's still with us. Bieber, who do you think is the whistler?
Diode?
Who?
Gotta be Diode.
No, Diode's gone.
Oh.
It's either you or Spyco.
It's gotta be me then.
Okay.
Spyco.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Justin Bieber. Sorry, Spyco. It was Bieber the whole time.
It was Bieber the whole time. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Diode is sitting here laughing like he put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger, like finger with his fingers. You know, not an actual gun. Don't worry. There's no suicides tonight. But like he's just sitting here like, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, Nigger Christ is back. I'll give him another shot. Nigger Christ, you're back.
Hey, well, Gucci.
I can't believe you persecuted me like that, Nigger Christ.
Racism.
Exactly.
Hey, Nigger Christ, I had to do it. I apologize for thinking that you were the Whistler. We found out it was Justin Bieber.
Oh, that little bitch-ass motherfucking Canadian-ass pussy. Hope he gets raped in jail.
Yeah.
Raped in jail. Oh, that sounds good.
Raped by a pack of niggas. You know, that's how Mel Gibson do it.
Jeez. All right.
That's what that nigga said. By his own daughter, too.
Okay, so you're Anon's against Vince from the Bay. Says that they are bored with Vince in the Bay. Check out Real Radio, Lowell's Talk Radio, Spreaker. Should we check it out?
Doss.
They pussy. Oh, hey, you know something funny about Anon's Against the End? They think Russell League runs your and I news. They didn't tell me that in DM. They said that. Hey, let me get the exact quote here. I got it tucked away here.
Of course.
Here we are. Half of Russell League contributes to Yan. They gotta go. That's not my decision. That's come from upstairs, the big guy. Boss says we target RL, and that's that. Fuck them. Shit's about to spill over into IRL just like it did
to Jack. Dude, this guy has got such a wild imagination. It's crazy. He has this delusion that he's got like this. A bunch of administrators of his account, and there's like thousands of people that contribute to Anon's Against Your Anon News because everybody is against Your Anon News, and everybody's against Vince in the Bay, and everybody's against Russell League, and so there's over 9,000 contributors to Anon's Against Your Anon News. You guys don't even realize what we're up against. They got hierarchies. They got the big man. They got the dude in charge. Like they're onto some serious shit, dude. Like
breaking. Somebody's insulting you, Vince in the Bay. What was the purpose of your Hammond testimony? Seems like desperate fame fagging from N15_press.
Oh, you caught me. You caught me. Desperate fame fagging. Exactly. That's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, they also think that you were called there by the court to testify that day.
First of all, I didn't testify. I never swore on the Bible. I never took an oath. Nothing. These are people that don't understand the legal system. They don't understand how court works. They don't understand shit. And they're pulling crap out of their ass, and it's not worth even addressing because they're lost. They need to do their homework, and I'm not going to hold their hand. So it's too bad for them.
White people.
In other news, in Houston trends, Drake is trending, as well as Christmas, Netflix, and a Russian word that I cannot read. Nice.
Give it to me.
Give it to you? Okay, shit.
Oh, yeah, also I said in that DM there, they tell me to explain this to you, that you look like a gay 1920s mobster in that hat.
Yeah.
That's just hurtful, people.
It's not even, dude, it doesn't hurt, though. That's the thing, is, like, when people say this shit, it they think it hurts me. It doesn't. I, like, you know, you guys ever heard Cat Williams, his shtick on haters?
Yeah. I don't listen to black people.
Here's
his concept.
In Russian, in Houston, in Russian, hashtag download is trending. The Russian word for download is trending in Houston. Wow. Breaking news.
You know what? I want to check out this Lulz Talk Radio. But what's this all about?
Yeah.
An interview with a pedophile exorcist? What the fuck is that?
Yes, I need that. Where's that at?
That actually sounds like it might be entertaining. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Here, Black Messiah. Lol, did you explain this to Vince in the Bay? Damn, he is ugly. IRL. Ha ha ha. This is, I guess, Nigger Christ. Talking shit about Vince in the Bay.
Oh, I see. I know who it is. Oh, this is great. It's wild. It's Wild Goose. You guys ever heard of Wild Goose?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Wild Goose. Ring a bell?
Yes. Yes, yes. Can you hear me, or am I muted?
No, I hear you.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wild Goose is doing that show? That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, Wild Goose used to be one of my trolls. He used to troll me. He, like, Moxie. You guys don't even know who Moxie is. But Moxie used to be in the Bill Wagoner crew, and she... Her and I were friends for a little while, and she had my email and my phone number, and I don't know. She got butthurt at me for some reason, so she gave all the information she had on me to the BWC, and the BWC, like, you know, they did what Anonymous does. They text bombed me. They tried to pizza bomb me, you know, all this shit, and... Some of it was actually pretty good trolling. And then like, I don't know, maybe like a year later, this faggot Wild Goose shows up on the scene and thinks he's like Mr. Beatard extraordinaire. And I'll give him credit. He snuck in. There's this other show on BTR called Freedomizer Radio. And it's all a bunch of tinfoil libertarian people, and he got in on that, and he got access to the show so he could host shows, because they, like, I don't know, they bought like the maximum account that you can get, where you could, I guess, like, broadcast for years. And
yeah.
And anyway, so he decided at one time he was going to troll them. And he turned the show into the something like the Raptor Jesus Hour or some shit. And it was actually pretty fucking funny, dude. He totally, like, fucked these people over. They were, like, trying to do a serious show, and he came in and just pissed all over their parade. And he was, you know, he had his moments. He was funny here and there. And when he's serious, he's actually an intelligent guy and has some worthwhile opinions, but he tries so hard to be like master troll, and he used to troll my show, and then he made up his own show, and he would broadcast it every time I broadcasted, because he thought he could steal my look. He would broadcast because he wanted to steal my listeners, and all he was doing was stealing the trolls from my show that I didn't want there in the first place. So he kind of actually did me a favor,
It looks like he has a radio show that looks like a bootleg SoundCloud. Or what is it? SoundCloud.com? It's like a bootleg SoundCloud website.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hitler and Kittens, that which looks like bootleg Russell League. So it's just a bootleg troll show, I guess.
Right.
Good game.
Oh,
nice.
I guess I'm starting to get the feeling that Anon's against your Anon News is going to be it's I House Candy, Joe Pritch, Wild Goose, and Sick Girl. Those are the predominant players in that account, I think. And that's why they have all this hate, because they're jealous of everybody else, you know, having a good time and enjoying themselves, and they're not against your Anon News, dude. They're just against everybody that's having a good time without them involved. Pure and simple.
Yeah.
And Wild Goose, if you're listening, why don't you fucking find a nutsack, call in, and let's fucking talk this out like real men. Unless you still have a vagina and haven't gotten your sex changed yet, in which case, get that taken care of and then call me.
That's a challenge right there. That's a challenge. He just called you out. He's calling you out right now.
Nine's getting really stupid in that.
Call in Wild Goose. Call in. I know his real name, too. I'm not going to say it. But Wild Goose, call in, bro. He also goes by Senator Poop Tickler.
Oh, okay. You're opening up doors now.
Oh, dude, me and Wild Goose go way back. I know what's up with him. If you want dirt on him, just hit me up offline.
All right, well, we might be able to work together to get him to maybe do a show. We might have to force him into doing one, you know.
No, he won't do one. He's just going to do his Lulz radio shit, and I don't think
his
people
bootleg wrestling radio. Yeah,
like he sure, Wild Goose's show, you can't call into, can you? Is there a call-in number?
It looks like a SoundCloud website.
It's a podcast that nobody can call into, so he can be in his little echo chamber and talk all the shit he wants and will not be challenged. So, you know, he can go ahead and do that. Have fun, Wild Goose. You know, good luck to you. If you ever get any testicular fortitude in the near future, call in and say hi. Sick Girl, you're back.
Hi. I'm not in that group thing.
Yeah, you are.
Hey,
no,
Vince.
I'm not.
Vince, quick question. I talk shit to you on the regular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's fucking Anon's against the air, and they keep thinking that I got caught shit tongues. They posting that DM everywhere, which I was trying to shit talk because I figured those fucker boys would be stupid enough to give me access to their account. And I just wound up getting bored with it.
Wait, what DM? Somebody put out a DM? I didn't see it. What did it say?
Yeah, they posted a screenshot of me saying you ugly and that hat, you look stupid in it. I said worse than you and your whole family on the air before, but they think that they some kind of they're exposing something. Oh man, they fucking stoop.
They're old tweets of the Black Messiah insulting you, Vince, and DMs to them, like it's breaking.
So, oh,
like,
wait a second.
Actually harming
you. Wait. Are you telling me that Nigger Christ has insulted me?
In DMs. But Nigga Christ is saying he wanted access to the anonymous DM.
Dude, have you ever listened to my show?
Yeah,
I guess
not.
I said 10 times as worse things to you on the air. I don't see why I think that they some kind of...
That's what I'm saying is Nigger Christ says that shit to my face, bro. Well, he hasn't. We haven't met in person, but I'm sure if we met in person, he'd say it to my shit face too. He's been doing this shit nonstop ever since he found me, and there's no breaking news there, dude.
Hey, stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna post an example into your room. There we go. Just so you can see how silly it is. Like, never heard anything like that before.
Yeah, one time, we used to have, like, there used to be serious rivalries amongst Blog Talk Radio hosts at night. And there's this woman named Debbie Daly who does a show, and she's always fighting trolls and stuff. Like, she goes back and forth between fighting them and teaming up with them and blah, 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 blah. And her and Wild Goose teamed up one time, and they decided they were going to take down Vince in the Bay. And so since they had my phone number, I was snooping in on one of their shows, and they're like, hey, let's prank call Vince in the Bay. And so I really quickly changed my outgoing message to say something like, this is Vince. Please leave a message at the tone. And if this is Wild Goose or Debbie Daly, feel free to leave your fail troll at the beep.
That's good. That's a good one, actually. I wish you had these
snippets. You know what? You should have heard their message. I don't have that phone anymore because it got stolen.
Yeah.
It was so funny to just hear how deflated Wild Goose was once once the recording started. He was just kind of like, well, yeah, this is my troll, Vince. Yeah. And I could tell Debbie was on the line, too. And he's just like, all right, whatever, and hung up.
Nice. Well done. Well fucking done, Vince.
I'll admit, when I first started doing this, I had no idea what I was in for. I went through a lot of growing pains. I got burned really, 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 really fucking hard a few times. But, you know, you stick around long enough, you start to learn the tricks of the trade. And I've been doing this since 2009 now. So I know, I pretty much know them all. So, you know, I've been able to stay one step ahead of the trolls, thankfully. So, you know, Wild Goose is, you know, he's trying. He just needs to try harder.
Agent 47 has something to say as well.
What's up, Agent 47? What's your question?
Yeah, this is a absolution. I'm trolling other people's chat. Vince don't make me feel at home. He's been a hater ever since he was born.
Yeah, I'm a hater. You guys agree, right? I'm a hater. Yeah, I'm a hater, dude. You caught me. I'm red-handed. I'm a hater. Next question, next statement. Anything else?
Next statement is that Wrestle League has a new president, and I did not know this. It was declared 4 hours ago. The Wrestle League would like to welcome the legendary Phobos, as in Phobos, a.k.a. at the Post Hates Women, as the official leader. Well, not president, leader. So,
oh, cool.
Wrestling the leader.
I didn't know they had leaders. I thought they just had a president, a CEO, a vice president, a secretary, a minister of propaganda. I didn't realize they had, like, a leader. That doesn't make sense.
And I'm the house Negro.
Yeah.
They have a house Negro. They have all that shit. They just don't have – they don't have leaders.
No.
It's like anonymous. Well, they don't have leaders.
Basically, what Phobos doesn't know is that they're going to do something really illegal involving high explosives. No, I'm joking. I can't say that.
Oh, you gave me the link. I see it. This is from the official Wrestle League account. So this is legit. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I think
they're going to assassinate somebody at 7 p.m. Central. This is just me theorizing. Completely theorizing. I'm not Wrestle League. I can't speak on behalf of them, but I'm going to. And I think they're putting in a false leader. And, you know, they might do something. They'll get taken down. They'll get to run free.
That's interesting. Well, hey, they say Lulzsec, but yeah. Wrestle League... Congratulations on your new member. I know it was a big loss to lose Schmoop, but it seems like you've got a worthy replacement, and I'm excited about the new direction that this leader will take Wrestle League in. I tweeted earlier that stay funny, Wrestle League. And I'm pretty sure this is going to guarantee that they will stay funny.
Yeah, I support Phobos, and I hope he does not get harmed in any moves in the future by Wrestle League.
I have to honor something. Operation Castle just said, just tweeted me and says, take your 2 minutes like a man. It happens to all of us. And
I got that too, yeah.
He's right. I need 2 minutes. So I'm going to give myself 2 minutes, and I'm going to hand the show over to Spyko, Sick Girl, and Nigger Christ for the next 2 minutes.
Lord have mercy.
First, I have to put myself on timeout.
Ah.
2 minutes.
Can we just play a song?
2 minutes, Vince in the 2 minutes,
right,
Vince in the Bay for saying, what did I say? What did I do? Did I say shout out?
You did a shout out.
I did a shout out.
And
okay,
I'm going to take a shot for that, too.
Yeah, okay,
well,
so I'm going to...
I'll take a hydrocodone to that, then.
Okay, I'm gonna pop a Klonopin and fix another drink, and you guys take over the show, okay?
All right. Fucking we're doing this.
All right.
Is he gone yet?
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to go take a nap for about 2 minutes. No, I'm playing. What's up?
What? How many socks do you follow me with?
I saw he's gone. Vince ain't there?
How many socks? I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah.
What's your official Twitter account? How do you spell
it? SickGirl12345.
SickGirl.
So wait. Vince ain't there?
No, he's getting a drink.
I want to eat Vince of the Bay's sister pussy like cold pizza. Know what I'm saying? Get up in there, shit. She ain't ever going to wake up. Know what I'm saying? We'll fuck that ass. We'll split that ass like a fucking blood diamond. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. He's hearing you. He can still hear you.
I hope he hears me. That way I don't have to tell him again.
Keep getting them. Here. Let's see if we can boost your follow. You follow. I'm following you as only Spyko. But long. Not following you with a few more accounts.
Yeah, I don't have very many followers.
Yeah, you're going to go up about 50. Don't worry.
I always wonder how many are candy, but he says none. I don't believe it.
I was just following you, Spyko, and I'll refresh, and you'll see it going up right now.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, you didn't believe me? Or...
No, that's neat. Anyways, MC, do you have a sister?
Nah.
Because I'd want to fuck that pussy really good, too. Split that bitch open. Whatever you say it.
All right, there you go. Nah. There you go.
Make a blast spit in that ass.
You went from like 120 followers to, let's see how many.
Whoa. Holy cow. You gave me 30. That one's naked, Spyco.
Huh?
One of them's naked.
Who's naked? Wait, what?
One of your socks is.
Naked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I have multiple socks with naked people.
That flies? You can just do that?
Yeah.
Huh. Never knew.
Some of my sock accounts are not even my accounts. So.
Whose are they?
Anyways, so Nigga Christ, new releases.
Yeah?
New releases. Still working on those mixtapes and whatnot, yeah?
Oh, yeah, man. Still working on that mixtape. It's going to drop. It's going to change the rap game.
Real. It's going to be great. I cannot wait until you do, you know, the release.
Sorry, is Vince still gone? I'm just looking at all these socks. I need to learn how to use this shit. I don't know how to do it. All
right, I'm back. I'm back. 2 minutes is over.
Hey, will you listen to that at all?
Check this out. The show's about to end. Do you guys want to go into overtime?
I don't mind. I don't give a fuck. But,
sure,
but I mean,
did you hear what I said earlier?
What? No, what'd you say?
Good.
It was very, very important. I think you need to tell him.
Sick girl, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the live streaming portion of the show right now. I want to thank Spyco, Nigger Christ, Sicko. I wish Sicko was here. Spyco, Nigger Christ, and Sick Girl for joining me. If anybody wants to listen to the overtime session, you need to call in now. It's 347-826-7667. You can also connect via Skype. There's a Skype button. You can call in. You don't have to talk, but it's the only way you can listen to the rest of the show. So do it now. You've got about a minute and less than that. So we're going to take a quick little musical interlude and come back with overtime. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And this one goes out to Anons Against Your Anon News. I suggest you guys get back on track and start attacking Your Anon News, because that's what your fucking Twitter handle says. And if you don't, then there's going to be a tragedy coming your way.
up, you can hear the wretched rap. Like the fucking barnacles, she's a breaker to the skin. Like the ignorant masses, that hopes to beat you in.
And we're back.
There we go.
We're back. Hey, Sick Girl, did you like that song?
I did, yeah. That shit sounds so good in my car now.
And did you pay attention to the lyrics?
Yeah. Except I couldn't hear it in a while.
I suggest that Anons Against Your Anon News goes and Googles Primus Tragedy.
Is that on Green Naugahyde or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. I suggest that everybody direct Anons Against Your Anon News to the lyrics to Primus's A Tragedy Is a Coming, and I'd like them to just read the lyrics and just sort of soak them in, and figure it out, because they haven't figured it out yet, like. They could be a part of the family if they wanted to, but they refuse to. And the more they refuse to join the family, the more risk they run of encountering a tragedy. Now, I'm not saying anything violent or physical or anything of that sort. I'm just suggesting that a tragedy, interpret that word however you like, it's coming. So expect it.
Are we in overtime right now?
We're totally in overtime right now, bro.
So people can't call in. Oh, all right.
No, nobody can call. I gave people the warning. I said, hey, you got to call in now. And we only have 20 minutes left because BTR is going to cut us off at 2 a.m. my time. So we got 20 minutes left. We can chop it up about whatever. Let's do this. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Spyko. Spyko, what's on your mind right now?
Oh, not much. Just some tiny chat, looking at these beautiful faces, Diode, Cats on Cats on Cats, or whatever the fuck, Moon Twerps. I'm looking at Nigga Christ, Matrix-looking motherfucker right now in green. And I'm looking at X-U-Out, my motherfucking homie, my brother over here. My Lyme disease brother, alright? The Hitler chick got us both, homie. And we're going to fight this shit. And, you know, fuck Hitler chicks. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm moving on. Nigger Christ, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm talking with Nines Against the End right now. They're saying that they... You know, they asking which handle I want them to drop. Let's see if they actually come through with this.
Yeah, man, keep us posted. Spyko, can you do me a favor, dude?
What's up?
Are you still in the chat? Yeah, you are. Can you paste the link to the tiny chat? Because once the show's over, I think I'm going to cruise in there and hang out.
Of course. I'll tweet it at you as well.
Sick girl. What's on your mind right now?
Tiny chat. I want to go there, I think, but...
There you go.
Yeah, when the show's over, we'll go over there and hang out.
It's tinychat.com/ibot is cool.
Oh, it's iBot's chat. It's iBot's chat. Okay, cool. Yeah, I know that chat. I was in there yesterday with you guys.
Yep.
All right. So that's the after party. We'll go over there.
And I'm going to tweet it out and just look for it. And on Vince's line, he'll probably retweet it. So.
Cool. I will. Tweet me and I'll retweet it, and we'll have a fucking party, dude. It'll be cool. Well, you guys are already having a party, but we'll join the party. Okay. Check this out. We got somebody, a blocked number, who has raised their hand. Now, I want to warn this person. If I hang up on you, you can't call back in. This is overtime. You can't call back in, all right? So you better make this count. If it's the artist formerly known as Schmoop who wants to play some fail soundboard bullshit, you're going to be gone and you're not going to hear the last 20 minutes of the show. So be smart. And I'm going to put you live right now. So without any further ado, blocked number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Oh, shit, hey.
Hey, who's that? Gooch. Who's that?
It's Ron.
Ron. Ron Reinert, everybody.
Oh, hey, Ron.
Ron, welcome to the show. You've heard all the nonsense that's been going on. What are your thoughts on what we've been discussing?
Actually, I haven't heard much. I just happened to notice that you guys are on the show, and I'm probably drunker than I was the other night when I hung out with you. So,
nice.
I called up. Figured that, you know, a drunk Ron Reinert is a prime target for trolls and crazy questions. So I'll probably never call up the show as drunk as I am right now. So,
oh, it's a shame it's overtime right now. It's a shame it's in overtime.
No, no, it's okay, dude. This is going to be archived. People can listen to it later. And Ron, I'm just, I'm drunk too now, dude. I'm on like my fourth drink, so I'm slurring my words, and it's all good, bro.
Sweet.
I'm on hydrocodone, so.
Everybody's inebriated in one shape or form, and Nigger Christ is just high on life.
Yeah, it's 4-4-4 right now.
Fuck yeah,
amazing.
Dude! Fuck yeah!
Amazing.
Except it's 1-4-4 for me, but whatever.
Yeah, but this doesn't count. This is New York.
Don't get me started on
Central Standard Time, all right? That's what I'm going down.
MSCST for life, New York for Jews and Wops, so no offense.
Dude, I went out to dinner with Stanley Cohen, speaking of Jews. I went out to dinner with Stanley Cohen at a very prestigious Italian restaurant, so I got the full experience. I not only dined with a Jew, but I dined with a Jew in an Italian restaurant with a bunch of hardcore Italian Albanians who fought.
You're taking it in Brooklyn with Albanians?
Huh?
Wait. You dined with a Jew?
Yeah.
No, I gotta ask.
How well did he tip?
Did he actually pay for the meal, or did you pay for his meal?
What kind of tip did he leave? What's the percentage?
Let's put it this way. Nobody paid for anything.
Yeah. No, he didn't tip. I knew it.
That's not true.
Nobody paid for anything.
That's amazing.
Nobody paid for anything. And this restaurant is like it's been featured in The Sopranos. The owner sat down with us at the table. And let's put it this way. Stanley has represented many of the people that work and frequent this joint. Okay?
So what you're saying is he didn't leave a tip.
What I'm saying is his tip has already been left way before he got there. I'm talking about Albanians and Italians who formed a resistance force against, I don't want to get my facts mixed up, but essentially, you remember Kosovo, you remember Sarajevo, you know the Yugoslavian war that happened in the 90s? Well, before Bill Clinton got caught with his pants down and decided, oh, I should go to war to get people to forget about my dick. Before that happened,
exactly why we went to war.
And before that happened, there were resistance fighters. There were, I don't want to say terrorists. I don't consider them terrorists. But you know what we're doing in Syria? How we're funding the Syrian. The Syrian resistance. Well, that sort of ragtag crew was similar to a ragtag crew that was put together to fight in Kosovo before Bill Clinton got some balls and sent troops over there. And they sent over something like 3,000, these Albanians and Italians and whatnot. What?
Sure.
Okay, let me just finish real quick because we don't have much time left.
Oh, you heard me? I'm sorry. I thought I muted myself.
No, the thing is, okay, so this little resistance force went to battle. I honestly forget which side they were on. I'm drunk and I can't remember. But this ragtag crew went over there and started to help the you know whatever side they were on fight, and it was the side that eventually the United States started to support. But before the United States got in, you know, these guys put together this crew. They sent over 3,000 people. And the State Department was aware of this. And all right, I'm sorry. I had to mute Spyco because he's got noise. Anyway, so this resistance force went out there and started to fight before the U.S. got the balls to do it themselves. And out of these 3,000-some-odd soldiers, only about 1,200, I think, made it back alive before the United States came in. And, of course, this was a ragtag crew. This was, I don't know the particulars, but essentially this army was not really supposed to exist. It was off the radar. And I guess it was kind of like a violation of international law or blah, 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 blah. And when the survivors came back, guys that were not killed, when they came back, now some of these guys were hardcore criminals, like fucking murderers, rapists, fraudsters, you name it. Now, when they came back, they were given essentially total immunity if under certain conditions, and one of those conditions was they were given safe harbor in the United States, and the one of the conditions was they would not be tried for any of their crimes or anything, but they had to stay quiet and they had to stay in the United States. They couldn't go anywhere else. So they're stuck in the United States. These guys who live in Italy, who are from Italy, from Albania, they can't go back to their home country or else everything is null and void. So Stanley represented several of these people, and some of these people frequent this restaurant. Some of these people work at this restaurant. And that's all I'm going to say, okay? I dined with a Jew at an ethnic Albanian-Italian restaurant, which had the most amazing cuisine I've ever tasted in my entire life. We dined in front of a portrait that you can see in the opening credits to The Sopranos. This is a joint This is a joint where Carmelo Anthony calls ahead of time and says, hey, I'm bringing my crew through. Can you guys clear the place for us? And they will shut down the joint and give it to Carmelo to hang out. And I went in there with Stanley and a couple of his buddies, and we got to dine for fucking free because they owe their lives to Stanley Cohen. And you can talk shit about Jews. It's funny. You can talk shit about WAPs. I think it's funny. But there's some real shit going down out there that you guys don't have a fucking clue about.
But he didn't tip, though.
Yeah, what's up with that? They didn't tip?
They'd refuse a tip, okay? I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Sick Girl.
I was talking about refusing the tip,
Girl. Sick Girl.
I wonder how many of my ex-in-laws you hobnob with. Yes, they would.
They
That's
would
an
be
insult.
Insulted.
They're offering you a gift.
If anybody left a tip, they would be insulted.
Really?
And I made a mistake. I made a big mistake. They offered me some grappa. And I haven't had grappa since I was in Italy, in Milano, in 2003. And I was like, hey, what the hell? Grappa. Yeah, let's do this. Stanley, the smart guy, the Jew, says, no grappa for me. I got work tomorrow. And I'm like, fuck it. Give me some grappa. And they gave me a choice. They said, we've got fig grappa tonight or cherry grappa. And I said, I'll take the cherry. So we got cherry grappa. I had one glass of cherry grappa, and I ate, and when they serve the grappa, there's cherries dipped inside the grappa, and they soak up all the grappa.
All right, confused. What the fuck is a grappa? You said that the other night. I have no idea what that is.
You don't know because you're not Italian. But, let's just put it this way. I kind of regretted drinking the grappa, and I even regret even more eating one of the cherries after.
Filled with the grappa, whatever that is.
It was totally saturated, soaked in the grappa. I ate the cherry. Right when I ate the cherry, I knew I was a dead man. And we left. Stanley was nice enough to put me up and let me sleep on his couch, and I passed out immediately. And I'm not going to drink grappa for another 10 years. All right, guys, we only have a couple minutes left. Let's do final thoughts really quick. Spyco, final thoughts.
I'm making a delicious sandwich right now, and I'm thinking it's going to be good. That's one of my final thoughts, and I hope you do pop in Tiny Chat with us for at least a little while. And that's pretty much it. Shout out to XUOut, Diode, Nigga Christ, Russell League, CNY Rebel. Thanks for coming on the show and talking with us. And thank you, Vince.
Right on. That's what's up. I'll see you in Tiny's chat if I don't fucking pass out because I'm fucking drunk. I can't fucking even talk straight. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Hey, man. I want all y'all to keep it Gucci out there. And since the show's about to end, Vince, I hope you have fun at your next family reunion when you see all them little black kids run.
I know where that was going. He's gone. Ron, quickly, final thought.
If I'm blocking you, just tweet me and I'll unblock you right now unless your name is Seth Fallon.
Sweet.
Preposterously Socrates.
Also, look out for Ron and I are going to do a movie review show in the near future. Check it out. It's coming to a Blog Talk Radio show near you. And last but not least, Sick Girl, final thoughts.
Nothing. It was a really fun time, Vince. Thank you. I'm not scared anymore of you.
Good. I was never scared of you. I've always had a crush on you. So, and I think you know that.
The Albanian thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off. What? Albanians?
I know
what?
You did. Yeah, that threw me off a bit.
You turned
you
off?
I did my time with the... No, it threw me off. That's where, you know, my history is.
All right. Every time I talk to you, I find more and more in common with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm gonna sign off now. I'm gonna try to go over to that tiny chat. I'm fucking drunk. Yeah, I'll see you there. Until next time, peace out.